Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Business Rockstars. Now we'll head over to the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco with Tui Vu.
Hey there, everyone. Thanks, and welcome to Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. Our guest today is Lisa Dolan, founder and CEO of Angel Intelligence, which uses artificial intelligence to create precise, personalized product recommendations to customers online and in stores. Lisa Dolan, good to see you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Same here. Tell me, you know, product suggestions are something that just about every online retailer does now. How does your company make that process different?
Yeah, absolutely. So what's interesting is everyone who goes online will see recommended for you or you may also like. It's sort of become something that everyone sees, but actually if you go and speak to consumers and ask them if they really take to heart those recommendations, most will say no, they don't. And the reason is that some businesses just have turnkey solutions. What I mean by that is that there's a template or recommended by you, and there is actually no thought process that really has gone into it. And then there's also merchandisers that are a part of the big companies that hard code the recommendations every season. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to do is scale that human expertise that merchandisers do so that you don't have to hard code it every season.
So then how do you do that?
Yeah, so we use neural networks and essentially nearest neighbors. And so we can say with a certain amount of color rules, certain amount of rules as to what fabrics can go together, what patterns go together, we can develop a turnkey solution for businesses. But ultimately, it's the engagement that that really drives our suggestions and the user behavior at any given time, so that you yourself will have a different machine than another user. Hmm. And it will get to know you. And what we're developing is a data architecture that can work across verticals. So we're starting with men's, women's, and children's, and I said to you earlier, consignment, but this data architecture could work across different verticals and really allow the brand to speak through our machine learning algorithm. Because I believe, because I've been in the business for a while, that the brands themselves know their business, they know their product, they know it better than anyone else. And so having a third-party big recommendation engine that will work across verticals is not what we want, but we want it to be industry-specific, but it to be an architecture where it can work.
So something very customized.
Very customized, okay. But something that can be a turnkey solution for different verticals.
So before this, you were the CEO of Seville Rose Society. That
yes.
was an online shopping platform that connected stylists with men who did not have time to shop, or maybe they just didn't like to shop.
That's right.
How did that experience inform what you're doing now at Angel Intelligence?
Yeah. So, Seville Rose Society was a men's shopping platform. And what I learned was actually the data that we were getting was what was valuable and what was interesting. We got to know what looks worked for which types of users. And we learned that ultimately there were certain correlations. Once now we've scraped so many sites, we have 90,000 product images that we're working with, and we've developed certain correlations. And I said, huh, really where the value is selling directly to businesses themselves versus being a third party. So there's always, you know, there's Trunk Club and there's a lot of new Bombfell. There's a lot of third party personalized shopping services for you. But all of those brands that sell to those businesses, they actually want to have a one-on-one relationship with a customer. So why not increase their e-commerce performance? And that's what we're trying to do, is have a living and breathing AI stylist that will be on lacoste.com, barber.com, all the brands that you know that now need to sell to online retailers to get the traffic.
Well, I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. My guest today is Lisa Dolan, CEO of Angel Intelligence. And so here you are, entrepreneur, you've started your own company. What were some of the early positions that molded you into who you are today? Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
So I grew up in a family where I was learning about junk bonds and stocks.
At that the was your childhood?
Table. Yes. My mom was in municipal bonds and my father was in equities. So, but my mom did help found her own business, as did my father. So we did come up in a sort of household where it wasn't only about ideas around the dinner table. During the day, it was about execution, and sort of the dinner table was the round table, if you will. So when I grew up, I actually was really interested in being on your side. Okay. I loved, and I still do. Would love to be on your side.
Oh, a journalist, you mean?
Yes.
An on-camera interviewer?
Yes.
Oh,
so all through, I went to Johns Hopkins for undergrad, and I studied international studies so that I could have, and I purposely did this, so I could have a broad education to become a journalist. Uh-huh. I interned at NBC, MSNBC, all through college, and I read every book when I was a kid about journalism, from like the early days, Dan Rather. Every biography you could find, I would read it.
Well, then anyway, how did you like detour from that to what you're doing now?
Yeah, so it was in 08. I graduated in 08 from college in the recession, and I actually, funny enough, we're here on a cable channel. I grew up with the idea of ABC, CBS, NBC. Mm-hmm. And when I graduated, I said, huh, really, where news is going is through cable. And I grew up with this idea of being on one of the three channels, and I was not happy with how the major channels treated the recession. It was sort of like 50,000 Citigroup's employees got laid off, and they didn't really go into depth. And I said, huh, where you can really go into depth is in cable, or you can actually be a part of news, part of finance. And so I went into finance.
Interesting. And that led you here.
And that led me to here.
That's interesting. So what are then the top three suggestions you would have for someone who is starting or growing a business?
Yeah. I would say first is never allow a lot of no's to get you down. You need to have really, really thick skin. You're going to meet thousands of people, and you're going to tell everyone about your business. And frankly, nowadays, you can start a business quite easily, right? You have biz filings. You have a online storefront that you can pop up with Shopify in a few minutes. So there's more competition in this space. So I would say, really, if you could just focus on getting a couple customers that love your product and building from there, and just really focusing on getting those couple customers, and then also not being so much in, and I think any founder does this, you get really in the weeds and trying to see the bigger picture and what you want to do with your business. So do you want venture capital, or do you want it to be a small business that you can get angel funding, or just it fund itself? Those types of decisions you have to make in the early days to make the right changes. And when I say change, I mean if you know that your business is not venture fundable, even with those couple customers that I'm saying, and you want venture funding, you need to change quickly. And don't, you know, beat your head against the wall if you know it's not working. You need to change, and that's really hard for entrepreneurs that are constantly pitching, and you can't...
You don't take that step back to reevaluate, right?
Right.
You're constantly pitching all the time.
Exactly. And if you get bad feedback, you can't necessarily change your course of action. So you really need to have a strong sense of your vision going into everything.
We'll come back and talk more with Lisa Dolan about some of the biggest obstacles she's faced and how she managed to scale the wall to success. Scale the Wall is powered by NASDAQ Private Markets. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. I'm Thuy Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8989. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, froyofranchising.com. Promo code 8989.
Reese and Irby's is a subsidiary of Generation.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on kitchen electrics, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068.
Business rock stars. Now we'll head over to the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco with Tui Vu.
Hi there, I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. Entrepreneurs and small business owners always face hurdles and barriers, and what they need to learn how to do is scale the wall. And that's exactly what we'll be talking about in this segment. Our guest today is Lisa Dolan, founder and CEO of Angel Intelligence, which uses artificial intelligence to create precise, personalized product recommendations to customers online and in stores. Lisa Dolan, welcome.
Hi.
This is your second time around as CEO. Your first company was Savile Row Society, and that focused on menswear.
That's right.
This is your second time around. So then what would you say are two top pitfalls that every CEO should try to avoid when starting off?
Yeah. So when I started my first company, I must say I read about everything to sidestep. And so that said, for anyone who's thinking about entrepreneurship and is doing a lot of research, and frankly, the only way to learn is to get your hands dirty and just jump in. So I definitely did that. I would say doing it the second time around, you know what to, you basically, it's sort of, I don't have children, I can't wait to have children, but it's sort of like what I hear when mothers talk about their second child. And it really is, when you're building a business, it's you're growing something. And for your first child in my first business, you put everything in place. Like I incorporated way early, and I thought about things that were not necessary until way ahead of time. Now it's like, just right today, we're going to market, and I'm working with our lawyers to bring out the certain parts of the privacy policy that we need to have,
yeah.
And it's real time. And then I'm going to give it to my developers to put on the application.
So do you worry less in advance, then you just kind of take it as it comes and deal with the issue or the crisis at the moment?
That's right. Like I mean, as an entrepreneur, you need to just not get hung up on any big issue, because you get issues that come at you left, right, and center. But yeah, exactly that. And then most importantly, I would say knowing what type of business you want to run. My first business, I was constantly thinking about logistics. I knew which packages were where, what customers were unhappy, and you couldn't really think about the bigger picture. And so now, having one business under my belt, I know I know what I don't want for both a professional life, and I think actually that allows you to run your business your business better. And so it can be small things such as not outsourcing. Everyone will say that. Now I have my developers with me side by side, and that
makes more sense. It makes things run more smoothly. They're right there with you.
Absolutely, yeah. Product market needs to go hand in hand if you're growing really quickly.
So then what were some of the biggest hurdles in starting Angel Intelligence? Was it the technical side dealing with the AI aspect and the machine learning, or was it more the typical supply and demand side of building an online marketplace with demand and supply?
Yeah. So I already experienced the hard shifts of developing a marketplace. You can't very easily without a lot of funding, in my perspective, or you need to bring on the customers, you need to bring on the suppliers, and your business partners, and it's difficult. So what I did this time is I said, okay, I'm not going to develop a platform. I'm going to be a SaaS solution. I'm only going to be developing a solution for businesses. And I saw that today online stores are losing to Amazon.com. You know, you saw Macy's had to close 100 stores recently. Yeah. So so there definitely is a lot of interest from that side. And so I would say that, focusing on just selling it to the customer, a clear customer that wants to listen, is what I've focused on versus working as a platform.
I'm Tui Vu, broadcasting from the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center in San Francisco. This is Scale the Wall, where we talk about the hard realities of failure in business, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, go to npm.com. Here with us is Lisa Dolan. She's the founder and CEO of Angel Intelligence. So what would you say are the three biggest lessons to learn in dealing with the challenges of starting or growing a business?
So now I'm actually starting to write a blog for myself and also on behalf of the company, really to just show real time what we're doing what the challenges will be. I would say 100%, 100% fundraising and the difficulty of not wanting to raise money, but wanting to go out and build and develop the business. And I feel like every entrepreneur will say that, is they really want to raise money and then go back to building. Developing shareholder value for their shareholders. And actually my first business, I loved the business, but I knew it wasn't going to be scalable and I wouldn't be able to be developing value for my team members and my shareholders. And that's where I'd like to really focus on now. Number two, I would say, building a team and keeping them inspired through, I think that's the thought is every three times you grow, it's a different organization. And I love where I am now. We're a small team of, small team of eight people, right? Uh-huh. And that's awesome. Everyone is in a flat organization. And so I know that when I had, 35 stylists, it's a different way of managing.
Sure.
And so I would say that's a challenge, is trying to build the business and keep them inspired as you grow. Third tip is never. One of my friends who also is an entrepreneur said this to me once: businesses fail when entrepreneurs give up. So I would say that sometimes you do need to throw in the towel, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't start a new business. So you need to, never
keep going.
Keep going, but also know when to change and don't keep on hitting your head against a wall that's not gonna let go.
All right, lessons learned. Thanks for the tips, Lisa.
Thank you.
Lisa Dolan of Angel Intelligence. Join us every Friday as we scale the wall, powered by NASDAQ Private Market. Stay private on your own terms. For more information, you can go to npm.com. I'm Thuy Vu, and this is Business Rockstars.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, and Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining us is our guest, Bryson Strauss, and he's the founder and CEO of Schlepp and Fetch. Bryson, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us about what your company is, Schlepp and Fetch. It's a very interesting name.
So Schlepp and Fetch, it is what it sounds like. We're an on-demand, a mobile app and on-demand delivery service. So okay. We'll basically get anything for anyone, whatever they want. And we also do a lot of restaurant delivery. So if you order food in Los Angeles from online platforms, you're probably dealing with getting a Schlepper at your house.
Interesting. So how did you come up with the name?
Well, you know,
it's very interesting. Yeah. Schlepp and Fetch.
Well, my wife and I, you know, we had just had right after our daughter was born, you know, we were up late. We needed someone to go get some diapers for us, literally. And nobody was available to do that. We were looking online, so we're like, you know, someone's got to come with a service. But we're like, it's boring. It's courier services, or like A1 couriers and stuff like that. So we just started knocking names around, and we were like, you know, this is a Schlepp. It's a Schlepp. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So we were like, we want something that's fun to say and easy to remember, so we came with Schlepp and Fetch.
Interesting. And what do you think is the craziest thing your organization has ever had to pick up for somebody?
I think that...
Do you track all these things? Do you know?
Certain ones stick out for us. Like, we did have an actor that wanted us to pick up a coffin so he could sleep in it and prepare for a role as a vampire.
Wow.
So that was fun.
So you guys literally like a concierge service that does almost anything?
Anything. Like, you wanted us to slip and slide for your party this weekend. You know, you left your credit card at the bar last night. But we're also, like, straight-up courier. Like, if you want to, you know, you want to deliver some documents or something like that.
Okay, so something that I think is really cool about what you guys do is your first 3 years, you bootstrapped it.
Yeah.
Meaning you didn't go out and raise money. But after 3 years of proving the concept, putting the systems, the people, the processes in place, and proving that you guys had something that worked and was profitable, then you went out and raised money, which I think is really smart and strategic because you had basically a model. And that model was profitable. And a lot of the times what holds people back from scaling is either the knowledge and or the money, the cash flow to scale what's already working.
Right.
So is that what happened for you guys? You had something that was working and you just needed to scale it?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to the place. We wanted to prove it ourselves. It was a very, like I said, it's a very simple concept. It's a delivery. So, but we wanted to bring it to a place where it could be scaled, you know, quickly. So we brought it to up to 4,000 or 5,000 deliveries a month before we even went out to get funding. And we didn't know how to get funding because we'd never done a funding pro.
Well, how much did you raise, can I ask?
The first round, we've done a couple rounds now, but our first round we raised about 475,000.
Okay.
And that was great because that took us, that got us our beta of the app. Mm-hmm. You know, it's minimum viable product, but it got us our app. It got us office spaces. It hired people, bookkeepers. Mm-hmm. It helped us move in, you know, just market, get a new website. We did everything we needed to, like, be out there in the world.
So how did you have proof of concept then if you didn't even have the app yet? Was it all online?
It was all online because we were using a subscription software service that had a built-in web portal so that you could order online and you could call us. And I built the website. My wife did all the design for the graphics. It was low, low tech, but it looked good. You know, it looked good because my wife's an amazing designer. So everything we did looked like $1 million, but it was really like me just doing my low-tech HTML kind of programming stuff.
So what was the hardest part about a subscription model? Because I feel like nowadays, so many people are trying to create subscription models.
Yeah.
And it can be really profitable. I have some friends that make millions of dollars a month doing subscription models.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the hardest part is, and there's a lot of things, but it's generating the leads consistently, knowing your numbers. And a subscription model, knowing your numbers is huge. What's the attrition rate, meaning when somebody subscribes for 12 months, when do they fall off?
Right.
And how long do they last?
Right. Well, we're the customer in this case. We are subscribing. Not our customers.
Okay.
Right. So we use a subscription software to manage our orders. So it'd be like us using Salesforce. So we use a dispatch. In the beginning, we used a dispatch software before we built our own stuff.
Okay. So now you have your own.
We have a hybrid of our own database and app and everything, but it interacts with other subscription softwares to create an entire ecosystem.
How are you generating leads though? Because it sounds like you guys if you're able to raise that kind of money,
right?
In your first round, 475, I'm assuming in your second, third, or fourth round, you've ultimately raised millions.
Yeah, not millions, but we did another round that was a little bit bigger than the first round. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, collectively though, millions.
Yeah, yeah.
So you obviously have a lot of people coming in, or that's the intention. So how are you getting those people to come in and use Schlepp and Fetch?
Well, there's a lot of social media, word of mouth, but also since we do a lot of B2B, like the main part of our business, the bulk of our business, volume-wise, is B2B. We deliver for hundreds of restaurants. We deliver for online ordering platforms. You know, we're the integrated part. So if you order from somewhere, we're probably going to bring it to you in Los Angeles. A Schlepper will. So those convert. So if I deliver a meal, then a customer learns about Schlepp and Fetch, and then they order us to deliver documents. So we have a conversion rate, people who learned about us from one service, and now they're going to use us for another service. So we have several verticals in the retail, in the delivery space. So, and then we do a lot of our own legwork. We do our own legwork: calls, phone calls, mailers, email blasts, whatever we can do.
Curveball question for you: what's one of the craziest things that you feel like has happened to you on your entrepreneurial journey so far?
The craziest things that ever
craziest
happened?
Thing, funniest thing, wildest thing, whatever you want to call it.
Oh man, that's a hard one. The whole thing's been such an insane journey, you know, of you know, survival.
Well, pick one for us.
I mean, I don't know if it's the craziest thing, but I do remember that I did the first 2,000 deliveries myself.
Wow. First 2,000 schlep and fetch?
Yeah. And then I hired somebody, and then, so it was the two of us handling all the deliveries when we were just two drivers out there and my wife dispatching. And we got an order, and it was an old restaurant that used to be up on Studio City called Henry's Hat. It's gone now. But I got sent up there, and I was like burning rubber because we were living like in Hancock Park. And I drove up there as fast as I can, grabbed the orders, and I was done with them. And I'm texting my other drivers like, man, I just banged those out, and I pulled into 7-Eleven. I'm gonna get some Häagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
And then I got in there, and I realized that I that was too fast actually. And I realized I still had the order in my trunk. This people's meal in my trunk, you know. And I was boasting about it, and so then I had to burn off and redeliver it. But you know, we delivered a lot of funny deliveries, you know, like. No, I don't know. We did the coffin for an actor, as I mentioned before.
Yeah.
You know, we had ashes of, you know, people's pets and things. You know, we do.
It's pretty crazy stuff.
We'll do whatever people need us to do for the most part.
So it's like the crazy hybrid of a concierge model.
Yeah.
Founder and CEO of Schlep and Fetch, Bryson Strauss, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're talking about your business, some of the crazy things you've done.
Yeah.
What about for marketing? You know, we've talked about social media, we've talked about some sales and generating leads and stuff like that, but are there any best practices you have for marketing? Because at the end of the day, sales, marketing, it's the lifeblood of every business. And I feel like a lot of people don't have it dialed in. So do you have best practices you could share?
Well, I think every business has its own what works for it. Like things that don't work for us are like Google. I had, you know, Google Ads didn't work. Yeah. Facebook advertising wasn't a big success. I mean, we got some.
But do you feel like that was because, you know, because of you guys, or did you not commit to it long enough? Because I'm in the online marketing space, Facebook being one of the largest platforms we use to do millions of dollars in ad spend and generating sales with, and we see it over and over and over again.
You guys see it.
We see it
for,
over.
For
we,
your product,
we see it over and over. Yeah. No, we see it over and over and over again that people and businesses like yourself say it didn't work.
Right.
And it's either because I believe you hired the wrong person,
right,
or you didn't stick to it long enough and commit. A lot of the times it's because you hired the wrong person.
Could be.
Sometimes you can hire the right person, but you may not realize that it can take 12 months, even with the right person, to really dial in all the tests
that
you have to do and commit to spending as much money as you need to do to get the right numbers, to be able to find the test. Because at the end of the day, to say that Google doesn't work or Facebook doesn't work is saying that there's a billion people on Facebook and there's a billion people on Google.
Yeah.
You're telling me that millions of your target audience doesn't fall into that category? They do.
Right.
And then from there, it's a fraction of a percent of the people on Facebook and Google. It's the strategy. It's the tactics.
Totally. It's a combination of how, you know, it's a combination of what your product is, how you're marketing it, how much money you have to spend on it, and who's doing the marketing.
So did you guys not have a big enough ad budget or something? I'm just curious. Whenever something doesn't work,
I'm not sure because when I was talking to them, and they called me up and they wanted to do something. They said, can you spend $20,000 a month? Because that's kind of our starting thing. I was like, no, I can't spend $20,000 a month. I can maybe spend $3,500 a month.
Yeah,
right now I could spend $1,200 or $1,500
a month. You don't need to spend $20,000. Was that what they said they needed you to spend
for this program that they had?
For the whole thing?
Right.
It wasn't just $20,000 a month in ad spend. It was for the whole package.
Yeah, it was like a whole thing that they were
that included ad spend.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it did at that time.
It better have included ad spend. If you're spending $250,000 and that doesn't include ad spend, those guys aren't doing.
No, they were. It was like a whole program, but this was really internally managed, and perhaps it wasn't as well managed. But I also felt like it possibly wasn't the best tool for us. We ended up having a lot of success with Facebook, but mainly from our content, you know, having content with our videos and our advertisements and our funny expressions and stuff. We got followers doing that. And also through meeting people in person through our deliveries.
Do you guys have a percentage rate on what your referrals are? Do you guys have a referral strategy?
From the from Facebook and on?
Like if I use Schlep and Fetch, do you guys know the odds and percentage of me referring somebody?
No, I don't. We don't have a tracking system for that right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any fun referral strategies that you guys do?
We just give discounts to friends and family and what you recommend.
What's the pricing model? I'm just so curious. Like, if I want you guys to go and pick up something at the grocery store for me.
Like, if you said I left my credit card at the bar or go shopping for me, it's usually like $17, $17.50 to go shopping for you.
Okay, and so that's like the flat rate?
Yeah, unless you order a meal. If you order a meal, it's $5. Mm. Food's different. You know, okay. If you order from a restaurant that we're delivering for, it's like $5.
So how did you establish these relationships? Are you guys in all cities, states?
No, we're in LA, but we're opening in Florida right now.
It's kind of like an Uber model.
In what way?
In the sense that I feel like you guys could just basically have anybody. Like, if all of a sudden I'm like, I want to make some extra cash.
Right.
I drive for Uber.
Right.
And I also simultaneously do schlep and fetch.
Exactly. We do have a lot
of
Uber.
So I'm literally driving around and I go, God, it's been 20 minutes. And normally I'd already get a driver.
Right.
It must be cold. Turn off my Uber, turn on my schlep and fetch.
Yeah.
Or I have them both on simultaneously and I'm going boom, 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 boom.
Right.
So what is some of the best advice that you can either share with entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs, or what is some of the best advice that was given to you that served you in a great way?
The thing I found as an entrepreneur that you face is that you have to keep the faith all the time. That's the thing. You keep the faith, and you cannot afford to be discouraged, and you cannot afford to be, worn out. You just have to keep on plugging. And there's like a paraphrased quote, which it's probably like mythic or whatever, but it was Napoleon Hill quoted Thomas Edison and said, I had to succeed because I'd run out of ways that didn't work, and that's kind of how it has to go. You have to just keep on. Every time you fall on the ground, you really have to get up. You just have to dust yourself off and be like, even when it's totally your fault and you've lost a customer and you're embarrassed and, you feel like you can't, you just got to, okay, keep on trucking. Yeah. I'm very sorry. Be humble. Apologize. And move on,
Which is fantastic advice, because the one thing that I can guarantee every entrepreneur will experience if they're in the game long enough is you're going to get knocked down. You're going to have seasons of adversity. So I think it's fantastic advice, Bryson. Pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Looking to have fun and make money? If you're outgoing and have what it takes to run your own business, you gotta hear about Selfie Station. Imagine owning a 32-inch portable touchscreen photo booth that everybody wants to take selfies with. Now imagine it at any event. Weddings, corporate functions, holiday parties, clubs. The opportunities are endless, and it's lightweight enough to pack and carry. You can earn serious cash doing this, as much as $1,000 a gig. Personalized selfies, framed selfies, uploadable selfies, any type of selfie you can picture. And for a super small investment, you'll be up and earning good money in less than a month, because getting gigs is as easy as handing out a business card. Admit it. Who doesn't love selfies? Be the first in your area. You'll be so popular, they'll be calling you. And right now, Selfie Station sweetens the deal with a $500 discount off the professional package. That's right. For a limited time, you can save even more.
Just go to selfiestationradio.com and enter promo code 55. That's selfiestationradio.com, promo code 55. Selfiestationradio.com, promo code 55.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In New Britain, Connecticut, in the 1800s, runaway horses pulling a fire cart almost caused a very serious accident. So the town council passed a law that fire trucks cannot go faster than 25 miles per hour, even while going to a fire, where lives are in danger. They could not have known then how life would change in the next century, or how fast vehicles would go. But the outdated law is still on the books. All citizens and lawmakers should look through the lens of liberty before passing laws that may sound good in the heat of the moment, but in the long term may actually hinder the process of good government. The speedy fire truck problem just required a good fire chief with good judgment, not a law that would still be on the books a century later.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
You shouldn't have to choose a...
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Now let's go to Mark Lack.
So how do you overcome adversity when you're starting your business? We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us to answer that question is Khalil Rafati. He's the founder of Sun Life Organics, and this man right here has an incredible story of transformation about how you overcame adversity. Why don't you share that with us?
So my story is basically I was homeless and addicted to heroin and crack. I was living on the streets of downtown L.A., and I sobered up in 2003. And with all odds against me, I have managed to not only start a business, but start several businesses and write a book and really start to kind of experience what success looks and feels like.
So you're the perfect person to talk about how to overcome adversity and ultimately be successful in business, because you went from being addicted to drugs and living on the streets to now having multiple companies that together will do close to or over $10 million this year.
Yes.
So literally couldn't be interviewing somebody better on the topic, I feel like. So the first step, overcoming the adversity.
Don't listen to the voice in your head, and don't listen to all of the people who will tell you not to do it. And the same thing, whether it was starting Sun Life Organics or starting Malibu Beach Yoga or writing my book, I was told by so many different people, don't do it, it'll never work, or maybe not even in those words, questions more like, oh, well, are you a in reference to the yoga studio, like, oh, are you a yoga teacher? No. Oh, well, have you ever owned a yoga studio before? No. Okay, so how are you opening up a yoga studio? I just am. I made a decision to open up a yoga studio, and no, I had no prior knowledge, nor was I a yoga teacher, but I just did it, or writing my book. I can't type and I can't spell, so I'm pretty limited, and people said stuff like, well, you know, what's your book going to be about? There's a lot of drug memoirs out there, you know? And then there were people that encouraged me and lifted me up and believed in me, and I listened to those people and ignored the voice in my head, and I ignored the, you know, the naysayers, and just literally forced myself out of bed every day and got into action. That's really, truly, I think if you head in a direction and you want to do something, number one, take pen to paper. I was told by an amazing man when I was making $12 an hour working for his company. He owned a rehab, and I was working at his rehab as the night guy and sort of the driving around the druggy buggy. And he said, what's your 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year plan? And I started talking. He goes, nope, write it down. Mm. And I'm like, well, I think, and he goes, no, He goes, write it down. His name's Michael Cartwright, and it's a super successful guy. And he said, I want to meet with you next week, and I want you to show me what your 1 year, your 3 year, and your 5 year plan is. Now, I don't know if I ever would have done that, but there's something about taking pen to paper. And
even in the digital era that we live in now, I agree.
Absolutely.
Pen to paper.
So pen to paper, and then getting up and putting stuff in that I wanted to see come out. In other words, I didn't get up and watch TV. I didn't get up and look at tabloids. I got up and I read books like The Power of Now, Think and Grow Rich, How to Win Friends and Influence People. As cheesy and as corny as that sounds, you know, every single day when I drove around, it was Tony Robbins talking in my ear. It was almost like I've listened to him so much, I almost feel like I know him and he's actually like a really, really good friend of mine.
I told you I've done over 10,000 hours. So I was like, together, the second you started saying Tony Robbins stuff, I was like, my man right here.
Yeah. And so just
Tony's the best.
And so just, you know, putting positive stuff in, I started to get positive stuff without. And that whole, like, the secret, like, people, like, gave it a bad rap or whatever. I wore that DVD out. I watched that thing every single night as I was falling asleep. And I had, like, the old-timey DVD player that would, once it got to the end, it would repeat it again. I would sleep with that thing on. And as corny and as cheesy as it was, and as many people got mad about it because they're like, well, you can't just visualize something and it's going to happen. Actually, you can. I'm living proof of that. You cannot lay on your sofa and eat bonbons and think that $10 million is going to arrive in your bank account, but you can think that $10 million is going to arrive in your bank account and then get up and start to do the footwork. And even if that footwork is, as we talked about earlier, washing dogs, walking cars, cleaning people's houses, as long as you're working towards that goal and you're visualizing that goal and you believe that goal can happen, it's going
to
happen.
And that's because you started to take conscious control over how you were choosing to condition yourself. Founder of Sun Life Organics, Khalil Rafati, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and there couldn't be a better person to interview right now about how to overcome adversity to grow your business, because you went from drug addict living on the street to creating multiple companies now doing $10 million a year. So once somebody makes that decision and they start to get on that path, taking action, consciously conditioning themselves in the ways that you laid out for us so eloquently, where do they get into the place where they're ready to start growing their business? What does that look like? Because the first part is reframing and overcoming the adversity. And now, as you become the new version of yourself and you begin that journey to self-mastery, becoming your best self, now you start to get into the next chapter about the growth stuff. And so it goes from the adversity, overcoming that, to the growth. So how do you take this newfound self and purpose and turn that into growing your business as you've been able to do?
I think most people, most educated people, have the resources within themselves. That was not the case with me. I had to very, very quickly align myself with people that had the strengths that I didn't possess. So, and I'm not just talking about practical things like we just hired a controller, and about 8 months ago we hired an HR person to run HR. I'm talking about literally finding people that, you know, like my business partner, she is not a starter. She's a finisher. And I am not a finisher. I'm a starter. I can come up with all these amazing ideas and nothing is ever going to happen. But I align myself with somebody who will take an idea and she will take it to fruition no matter what. She's incredibly resilient and strong and brave, but also practical, which I'm just not practical.
So your secret has been being able to align yourself with people that complement your weaknesses and you complement them as well, and you double down on your strengths. Khalil, I wish we had more time, brother.
I
appreciate you for coming on and talking about this with us.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams-Paisley.
Biz Talk Radio.